How's this for a business strategy? You're in trouble, losing money, your financial angel losing patience, so you write your customers a letter and ask them to send money. It's different, but for a small Southern magazine based in Oxford, Mississippi, it might work. Mark Smirnoff is founder and editor of the Oxford American, which publishes stories of and about the South. A few months ago, he notified readers that the magazine would not survive much longer without some help. Mr. Smirnoff, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you decide to go about this kind of a business strategy, to write your subscribers and say, send us some money?
I guess that idea just came to us because I figured it would be a disappointment if we didn't tell them that we were struggling, and then one day they just get a notice, well, the Oxford American is dead.
Well, that was August, and you said you needed this resolved by the end of the year. That's almost here. How's it going?
It's going really well. We are just about 1,000 shy of our numerical goal to get 8,000 new readers, but we've passed our financial goal for this year at least, because a lot of folks have been taking out five-year subscriptions, and by taking out a five-year subscription, they're covering five spots. So it's been touching, actually.
You've had kind of a guiding spirit and financial supporter, the novelist and writer John Grisham, who lives there in Oxford and has been a big supporter of the magazine. Presumably he could have gone on supporting you indefinitely.
I don't know about that. I mean, this magazine would have died in 1995 if it weren't for John Grisham. It would have died in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Finally, there came a time where the Oxford American had to make it on its own. And I think we are in a position to keep this quirky, but I hope meaningful publication going.
What is it about the flavor of the Oxford American that you think makes people respond in the way that they have?
Well, actually, I'd like to think there are a few things. I mean, you can go and find five men's magazines published out of New York. You can find five women's fashion magazines published out of New York. But there is only one magazine that seeks to explore and understand the American South, and that's the Oxford American. And this region is just so compelling. It's got such a great literary tradition and such a history that to me it's just a magazine emanating from the South. It's just a natural. It has to be.
Maybe you should try some different covers, you know? Put some, sex sells on magazine covers, doesn't it? What do people do to sell magazines?
Well, you know, it's funny. We did try it on the music issue. We have an annual Southern music issue that we put out. Anyway, so we put this flashy girl on the cover, and, you know, we did sell out of that music issue. It's the first time we've ever sold out of a magazine.
You put it on the cover in order to sell magazines, right?
Right.
And you sold them all out?
Yes.
So you would have to say that was successful.
Yeah, it was, but that doesn't mean you have to do it. Oh, talk to me in a few months, and there may be more girls on our cover. But right now, we're going to try to just do it a different way.
Mark Smirnoff is founder and editor of the Oxford American.